This is Ozarks at Large. For about the last week, the governor's daily coronavirus briefings have included information about the growing number of COVID-19 cases in Northwest Arkansas's Latinx community, which makes up a large portion of the poultry industry workforce in our region. According to the latest report from the Arkansas Department of Health, which was released Tuesday, there are 412 active cases of coronavirus in the state's poultry plants, while 228 workers have recovered. Of the active cases, nearly 72% are Latinx workers. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek takes a closer look at some of the issues that have contributed to the rise of coronavirus cases in the Latinx community and what state and community leaders plan to do about it.
Let's go back to last week. Here is Arkansas Secretary of Health Nate Smith on Tuesday, May 26th.
Overall, 10.2% of our cases have been Hispanic. But I would like to say, of the 150 community cases from yesterday, a much higher percentage are Latino. We have 42% of our cases from the last 24 hours.
Here is Dr. Smith on Wednesday, May 27th.
We have had a number of occupational clusters. Most of them have been in the poultry industry. We've had a total of 301 cases associated with the poultry businesses, and 220 of those are active.
And again on Thursday, May 28th.
Of the cases in Benton County, 76% of those were in Rogers. And of those 85 new cases in Benton County, 85% of them are from the Latino community. In Washington County, 80% of the cases were in Springdale, and 40% of the new cases, the 25 new cases in Washington, were in the Latino community.
Finally, here he is on Friday, May 29th.
As we've mentioned before, many more in the Latino community have tested positive than was previous. Of our active cases, 25% are Latino.
Workers' rights!
Just a few hours after that briefing, Venceremos, a social justice group focused on the rights of poultry workers, staged protests outside two local poultry plants.
We are here outside the George's poultry plant, the hatchery in Springdale, Arkansas.
That's Magali Licoli. She's the co-founder and lead organizer of Venceremos.
We are here because there is many multiple outbreaks happening in these plants. And so a month ago, basically, we came here to deliver worker petitions, and where the workers were already screaming and yelling for protections. And we saw that we wanted to prevent the outbreaks that we are seeing right now.
Licoli says in the petitions, workers wanted the company to be more transparent and to provide widespread testing, as well as paid sick leave, paid quarantine, and an increase in wages.
The companies were acting late. And the companies are pretending, basically, that they are caring for workers because they, even though if they have placed partitions between workers, workers are still working shoulder to shoulder. So the partitions are not even proven to contain the spread of the virus inside the plants.
According to the most recent numbers reported to the Arkansas Department of Health this past Tuesday, June 2nd, there are 14 active COVID-19 cases at the George's poultry plant in Springdale and 114 active cases at the company's Ozark Mountain poultry plant in Rogers. Licoli says poultry workers are essential, not expendable, and the protests are about that as much as they are about bringing awareness to the growing number of cases at the facilities.
So whenever we think or whenever we talk about this, we really need to rethink the expectations of productions during this pandemic. We really need to assure that these workers are protected. But right now, what we are seeing right now is that these companies care more for the profits and productions rather than for the workers. And the same happens with the government. They are not protecting workers. They are demanding that these companies remain open despite of the outbreak. So that is just going to lead us to a catastrophe in that work communities and in the workers' health too.
Because of the number of cases in some of the poultry plants in the region, Licoli says the facilities should shut down, deep sanitize the buildings, put all workers in quarantine, and provide company-wide testing for workers to find out how many people are truly affected.
And of course, I mean, there's going to be a decrease of volume in productions, but that's what we need to do to overcome this pandemic.
We reached out to Georgia's for comment regarding Friday's protest outside its facility, but have not yet heard back. On its website, the company outlines the safety measures that have been put in place since the start of the pandemic in Arkansas, as well as information about enhanced employee benefits, many of which were listed in the Venceremos petitions. According to that statement posted on May 18th, all those policies have been in effect since March.
What do we want?
Workers' rights!
After rallying outside the Georgia's facility, Venceremos protesters then caravanned to the Tyson Foods plant on Berry Street in Springdale. According to the latest numbers from the health department, there are 43 active cases of coronavirus spread out among five different Tyson plants in Springdale, Rogers, Dardanelle, and Grannis. On Monday, the company, which has more than 24,000 employees in the state, announced it would conduct facility-wide COVID-19 testing at its processing facilities and other operations in Benton and Washington counties, which have both seen a significant spike in positive coronavirus cases since the state initiated a broader testing initiative last month. The announcement came after several poultry business leaders met with Governor Asa Hutchinson ahead of his daily coronavirus response briefing, which he held at Mercy Hospital in Rogers.
Tyson's is moving to testing every worker in the plants in Northwest Arkansas. Whenever you look at Simmons Industry, they have health centers at their plants that will help take care of their workers. They are testing not just employees, but they're testing applicants. As they come in for a new job, that way they make sure they don't have a new employee that will expose other employees. They're setting up best practices within the facilities themselves to keep the workers safe. They're providing health care, and they're doing an extraordinary job.
The governor said people should feel comfortable that these poultry companies and others in the state, like Butterball and Cargill, are working hard to keep the food supply chain moving while taking the necessary precautions to keep their workers healthy. Health Secretary Nate Smith added that his department is working closely with the companies as well and will continue to do so.
And we're working very closely with a number of those industries. We're offering testing, contact tracing. In many cases, they're doing a great job of partnering with us on that.
Smith said he did speak with representatives from Georgia's, specifically about the Ozark Mountain Poultry Plant in Rogers, which so far has seen the highest number of coronavirus cases of any plant in Arkansas, despite putting in safety measures several weeks ago.
Doing things right in terms of a workplace doesn't mean that that none of your workers are going to get infected, because they still go home and they're in the communities as well. They've listed a number of things that they've done and are continuing to do to try and minimize the risk of COVID-19 spreading at the work site itself, but also providing additional education that's both language and culture appropriate to help them protect themselves when they go back home to their communities.
Smith, Governor Asa Hutchinson, incoming Interim Secretary of Health Dr. Jose Romero, and Chair of the Arkansas Economic Recovery Task Force Stuart Walton also met with leaders from minority communities in the region. Magali Licoli says she attempted to contact the governor's office several times regarding the meeting, but was not contacted back. Here she is in a video posted to the Venceremos Facebook page.
And it was crucial for us to meet with him today so he could listen to the stories and why it's so important that he acts immediately to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 in our communities and also to stop risking more workers of getting sick.
But the governor's office did invite Maria Raith to the meeting. Raith is the founding executive director of Arkansas United, an organization that focuses on advocacy and services for immigrant communities.
It was a small meeting, and the governor gave us a full hour of his time, which was appreciated. For those of us who were in the room, which was a mix of Latinx individuals from media, from business, from the community, and then the Consul General for the Marshall Islands was there as well.
Wraith says she led the discussion with the governor by pointing out the state's shortcomings and providing information about the coronavirus outbreak in multiple languages.
Arkansas is an English-only state, and there were quite a few challenges and hurdles in the early weeks of this pandemic to even get information out in languages besides English, or to engage ethnic media or coordinate or collaborate with community-based organizations in ways that would have let our community know how serious and have the same right of access to information as everybody else.
Wraith and others were initially surprised by the low number of coronavirus cases in the Latinx community, given that many of its members are essential workers in the poultry industry, construction, and service industry. She says many of those people were showing up to work without getting information about personal protective equipment, social distancing, and testing services.
And I will say early on, our community so much so thought that, and we heard this over and over again from our workers, they really wondered if coronavirus was real or if it was just a rumor from a government that has been pushing enforcement for 4 years and a government that they didn't necessarily trust.
Wraith says many immigrants were also left out of the Federal CARES Act economic stimulus package, which added to that mistrust.
And we will say that our community, as a result, many folks did continue to socially gather and did not practice social distancing. And there were family gatherings or large groupings of families that would go together in shopping and to parks and such, as is very customary for us, again, because of this lack of information and awareness.
Thanks to the recent expansion in COVID-19 testing, some of it specifically targeting the Latinx community, Wraith says they're finally getting an idea of the real number of cases on the ground. And she adds, going forward, the state government can't tackle the situation alone.
We really need to engage community-based organizations, social influencers in our community, and other partners if we have any hope of curbing these trends and really being able to get a handle on this crisis for all communities in Arkansas.
Wraith says the state has made commitments to more testing and increasing the number of bilingual medical professionals and contact tracers. She's also encouraged by the state's collaboration with employers on both of those fronts.
But we do need a disinterested party like the Department of Health to own the process.
According to Wraith, the governor did mention putting some of the funding the state received through the CARES Act into infrastructure and programs that address equity issues. But she says they didn't discuss any particulars, aside from creating coronavirus testing partnerships with poultry plant employers.
You could tell that there was a feeling from both the governor and the leadership of the health department and even health leaders that joined here from Northwest Arkansas, that maybe they were under the impression we weren't taking the issue seriously enough, or that maybe there were cultural reasons that were manifested, and it really was an important education moment that all of us shared in really lifting up that this wasn't about culture.
It's about the unique challenges facing their community. From Latinx individuals being more afraid of losing their jobs than the virus itself, to the lack of information in the first few weeks of the outbreak. Wraith says all those issues combined made people feel like they couldn't rely on the state for assistance.
So we just had to do what we always do, which is show up for work.
While it was gratifying to meet with state leaders, Wraith says some of the things brought up during their conversation prove that minority community leaders still have a lot of work to do to convey the inequities in the state and the repercussions of the state's policy decisions.
Now, that said, I do think there's a willingness to continue the conversation and move forward. But I do feel coming out of this urgent meeting, right, this urgent visit, and then even coming out of the weekend of protests, I would have liked as an activist to have seen maybe more commitments to action and to programs. And I felt we left the conversation with a commitment to continue conversation and dialogue, which is important. But I do think that we're talking about people's lives.
Wraith says she's committed to following up with the state leaders who are present at the meeting to make sure the discussions they shared are turned into meaningful actions.
I do think it's going to be important that the state look to put its money where its mouth is with expending of resources. And then the state does follow through with programs and really put a real timeline along some of this.
As far as the protests organized by Venceremos, Wraith says she's proud of the workers' rights movement in Arkansas and believes all strategies that lift up workers' voices are needed to share the message in as many ways as possible.
It was no surprise to us as an immigrant rights group that we would be disproportionately affected as communities of color because there's still a lot of inequities in our laws. And one of those is Arkansas being a right-to-work state. And there is definitely a culture here that permeates as a result where workers are afraid to even talk about their rights or what they might need or their concerns in regards to information because they're afraid of losing their jobs.
We also reached out to the representatives of Butterball and Cargill. Butterball's plant in Huntsville currently has 30 active cases of coronavirus, according to the Department of Health. The plant employs roughly 800 people. The company says it implemented daily temperature screenings mid-April, once thermometers and PPE for temperature checkers became available. But they began working to secure PPE as early as February. While Butterball isn't planning any mass testing at its facilities, company insurance does cover testing for those who want it. Meanwhile, the Cargill plant in Springdale employs about 1,200 people and currently has 48 active cases of COVID-19. Like Butterball, Cargill has implemented additional safety protocols in its facilities and is offering expanded employee benefits and bonuses. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
We called and emailed Governor Asa Hutchinson's media liaison to find out what the state plans to do following its meeting with minority community leaders on Monday, but as of yet, we have not heard back.